Well, let's stick with criminal justice for just a little longer, because prosecutors in Middlesex and Essex counties announced that they have suspended the use of breathalyzer test results in drunk driving cases. Here's Martin Healy, executive director of the Massachusetts Bar Association, on WBUR's Morning Edition a little earlier today.
The machine itself is so unreliable in the minds of defense attorneys and in the mind of the legal community, because it can be thrown off by very minor readings, and they're very faulty when they've been tested by independent laboratories. And we really place them akin to a polygraph machine in terms of their reliability.
The Massachusetts State Police are conducting a review of the breathalyzer's reliability. One official told the Boston Globe that approximately 69 cases are part of the review out of 6,000 recent breathalyzer tests performed, throughout the Commonwealth. We'll talk to a prosecutor about what all this means in just a moment. But first, let's turn to a criminal defense attorney, Edward Sharansky. He's an attorney in Belmont. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sharansky.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, let me ask you, have there been questions raised before about breathalyzer reliability?
Well, there's always questions raised with regard to these breath test machines. We always challenge them with regard to their calibration, their maintenance, and the administration of each test that's given. There's a very specific protocol that needs to be followed to try and obtain the most reliable result possible. But even in the best of circumstances, there's questions about how this technology works and if it fails, and how we know if it is failing.
So were you surprised or not when you heard that at least in a couple counties they're suspending the use of breathalyzer results as evidence in courtroom cases?
So I was very surprised to hear that, but what's most surprising to me is the manner in which the information is being disseminated. So at this point, I don't think we really still know what the issue is. We're hearing piecemeal, county by county, that district attorneys are taking some steps, but what really causes me some concern is that we heard this story, the same scenario played out just a couple of years ago with the Department of Public Health, when a small memo came out claiming that there was a small number of drug cases that were affected by a single chemist who didn't follow protocol, and nobody really paid much attention to it. And all of a sudden, we know what happened there. There were thousands of cases that were tainted by Andy Dukin. Here we are with a single memo being put out by the Department of State Police to the executive director of the Mass District Attorneys Association, and there's still no sort of wholesale announcement about what this is about, and each district attorney is making their own decisions about, I guess, what to reveal and how to handle it, and that's most concerning.
How important are breathalyzer tests in drunk driving cases? I mean, what does the law say about the admissibility of the test as evidence?
Well, it's actually critical for two reasons. Number one is we are a per se state, which means that if your blood alcohol concentration is 0.08 or greater, you are guilty of the crime, regardless of how safe a driver you may be.
So right then and there, you're guilty of the crime if the breathalyzer shows 0.08?
If the government can prove and convince either the judge or the jury beyond a reasonable doubt that you were driving a car and that you were doing it on a public road and your blood alcohol concentration is 0.08 or greater, nothing else matters. So in most cases, it is the evidence that the government is relying upon.
So for people hearing this now, if they are pulled over and a breathalyzer test is administered to them, or they're asked to take one, what should they do?
Well, from a defense perspective, you certainly have a right not to present or produce any evidence that may be used against you. And in Massachusetts especially, the fact that you refuse a breath test cannot be testified about in court. That fact can't be used against you. So if people have been drinking, if they have concerns about the reliability of the test, if they have concerns about their alcohol levels, even if they're confident that their ability to drive their car is not impaired, but they're never going to know what their blood alcohol concentration is, my advice is don't give up that evidence and compel the government to prove their assumptions some other way.
Mm. And let's also just say, as a public service announcement, just don't drink and drive, period, as well.
Always the best way to avoid any problems with alcohol and driving.
Ed Sharansky is a criminal defense attorney in Belmont. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Sharansky.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's turn now to Marion Ryan, district attorney for Middlesex Counties, a county, I should say, one of the counties that has suspended the use of the breathalyzer test. Marion Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So first of all, can you tell us a little bit more about why you decided to suspend the use of these tests as evidence for now?
Because obviously, as prosecutors, we vouch for the integrity of the evidence that we offer. in any prosecution. And given the information that we're getting, the fact that we don't have a full information about the scope of the problem, we have decided here in Middlesex that for right now, we will not be presenting the results of the tests as evidence of intoxication.
I mean, I guess what people are wondering now is, I understand, you know, we mentioned a little earlier that an official told the Boston Globe that the state police are doing a review, and they're looking at roughly 69 cases, but we have thousands of potential breathalyzer tests out there that are now under suspicion, or a cloud of suspicion. Does that concern you?
Of course it concerns me. That's why I've stopped using them. And, you know, obviously, I'm not unaware of what's happened in the past. I want to be sure that I know the scope of the problem before we make any firm decisions. And the best way to make sure that we are not doing anything that we shouldn't be doing or using anything that we can't vouch for at this point is just to step back, to let the review happen, find out what it is that we're really talking about, and then make a determination about what test, if any, we're going to be using.
Mm. Now, if, I know I'm asking you to speculate here, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, because I think the question is, the review is going to find whatever it's going to find. And I suppose that unless it finds that, like, beyond any doubt, these breathalyzer results are perfectly fine, does this not forever sort of put a question on whether or not the state should use them at all?
Well, I think that's going to depend on what we find out. I think it's going to depend on whether we find out the source of this, you know, if there's an explained scope of the problem and there's a correction. We just don't know that at this point.
Okay. Well, I understand that district or DAs across the state are making decisions independently based on what they think is best for their jurisdiction. We have a little bit more tape here from Martin Healy, who's the executive director of the Mass Bar Association. He spoke about that this morning on WBR's Morning Edition.
The attorney general should step in here. She should make the local district attorneys stop using the machinery until there's an independent investigation.
I mean, do you agree with that, Marian Ryan? Should there basically be a statewide moratorium?
I think that the district attorneys are the elected law enforcement officers in their county, that we are obviously sharing what information we have, we're gathering information, we're waiting, and people are being thoughtful in their approach and making decisions.
What impact do you think the investigation or the review, even as it is being conducted now, what impact might that have on pending or open cases that you're, you know, OUI cases that you're dealing with now? Have you received calls from defense attorneys saying, let's just deal with this at the moment?
Well, the impact is going to depend on the scope. You know, as if we find out there's problems with some tests or more than a bigger number of tests, we are then going to, you know, usually the evidence presented by the test is accumulative of some other pieces of evidence that we have. So in cases where we might make a decision, we might, based on what we know, not to use a test, we'll be going back to that case to look at what other evidence we have and then proceeding appropriately.
Well, Marian Ryan is the Middlesex District Attorney. Marian Ryan, thank you so very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, stay with us because coming up, we'll talk about why it's so hard to talk about slavery. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.